today we're talking zebras.
You know what though, I think, Kai? Maybe before we start the episode, you can give a shout out to your friends. Yeah, let's do that.
I'm Adolf. Hi, Xander. Hi, Aria. Hi, Meadow. Hi, Phoebe.
And also hi to my friend Nancy, who helped us come up with the name for our podcast, Kai's Kid Corner. Okay, can you remind us, Kai, what is today's episode going to be about?
Zebras.
All right. And can you tell me what do you find most interesting about zebras?
Zebras use stripes camouflage.
So you think zebras use their stripes for camouflage. And you know what? That has been the common belief for years. But now scientists are beginning to question that. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you? So you see, it turns out that predators don't have any problem at all singling out one zebra among the herd. So maybe the stripes aren't actually that great at camouflaging them.
No, for tall grass, if an animal blends into the background, it's hard for a predator to spot them.
That is true. If they blend into the background, it's hard for predators to spot them, especially for tigers that have orange and black stripes because they can blend into the shadows of the grass, etc., right? But with zebras, it turns out scientists now believe that their black and white stripes are actually helpful with repelling flies from biting them.
They actually use your tail for that. They swap away with your tail.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, the stripes are on their manes too, not just their bodies. So the mane also blends in with the background. If it's not striped, then the predator can eat the mane. Or if it's striped, then it's hard when it blends into the background.
So Kai, do you know what sound zebras make?
They make that noise.
So yeah, zebras can actually bark. I did not know that.
No, it's not like a dog. Dogs will go like this. Mm-hmm. But zebras, on the other hand, go oh, oh.
Their barks do sound different, yeah. Do you think zebras are heavy or light?
Zebras are really heavy too.
Yeah, zebras are really heavy. I read that some can weigh as much as 950 pounds. That's like 30 of you, Kai. That's a lot, isn't it? Do you know when a newborn foal is born? Do you know how much that newborn can weigh?
60 to 70 pounds.
That's a lot, Kai. That's a lot more than when you were born.
A baby foal can stand up to 3 feet tall.
That's your current height. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we were talking about zebras and how they have black and white stripes, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they're a newborn foal, their stripes can actually be brown and white. And then eventually, they turn black and white. Did you know that?
Yeah, I told Daddy that.
You told Daddy about that?
Yeah, he thought they only keep the brown stripes on the back, but they actually turn black and white.
That's right. So Kai, how long did it take for Ken to walk and run?
I teach him how to gallop like a mama zebra. That's to make sure he can pretend to be like me when I act like animals.
Yeah. So, you know, it took Ken basically a whole year to learn how to walk and run. But baby foals, they can start running within an hour of birth. Isn't that so amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey Kai, can you tell me a little bit about their cleaning behaviors? How do zebras clean themselves?
They won't do much to clean themselves.
Oh, that's so cool. Kai, what other animals do that? What other animals roll in the mud to clean themselves?
Elephants and rhinos.
That's right.
Or sometimes for stopping getting sunburned as well, not just to clean themselves.
Oh, that's interesting. Would you like to roll in mud to clean yourselves or protect yourself from the sun?
Nah.
I don't think I would like that either. Kai, did you know that zebras can actually display emotions? So I actually read that zebras can show us if they're angry or frightened. If they're angry, they pull back their ears and show their teeth.
Like this?
Yeah. Except people listening can't see you, Kai. Now, if they're frightened, zebra would show their teeth as well, but their ears are pulled forward.
And to say hello, zebras open their mouth and prick up their ears.
So those are the three basic communications that zebras use. Kai, what other facts do you know about zebras?
Zebras used to have three toes. Now they only have one big toe.
Yeah, that is really interesting. And do zebras live by themselves or in a herd?
In a herd.
That's right. They're social animals.
And their ears also pick predators so they know when to kick out with their back leg.
That is true. Their back legs are a lot stronger than their forelegs. And so whenever they need to fight off predators, they always use their hind legs, right?
Yeah, the front legs are so fast, they might break. So they only use their back legs for kicking.
Well, Kai is now demonstrating the back leg kick of the zebras. I'm sorry, you weren't able to see that. All right, Kai, can you tell me a bit more about the zebra's ears?
Their ears are really flexible. They can twist their ears in any direction to hear sound.
That's right. That is so fascinating to me. Imagine if you can twist your ears to hear sounds from everywhere to keep safe from predators. Wait a minute. Do you even have predators? That's quite a blessing. Kai, can I tell you an animal joke? Mm-hmm. Where do horses like to live?
A neighborhood.
All right. Should we say bye to our listeners?
Goodbye.
See you next week.